Xin chào.
Jumbrep suo.
Mingalawa.
Ni hao.
Selamat siang. Sabai di tuan sao.
Assalamualaikum.
Suwadi.
Selamat pagi.
Magandang umaga.
Welcome to the Lotus Talks. Hi, let me introduce myself. I'm Granger Whitelaw, CEO of the Vietnam Group, and I host the Lotus Talks. The Lotus Talks is a show where we talk about the people and the companies that are making a difference in Vietnam and Southeast Asia, or doing good while doing well, as I like to say. It's the golden age here, and there are many exciting things happening. I hope to bring as much to you as possible. So get your coffee, sit back, and relax. And let's go!
TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Well, I can really say that with honesty today. It has been an extremely busy week. Very full of events. So much going on at the end of the year. Holidays approaching. Planning trips. Getting ready for, you know, the end of year business. And I have been absolutely running nonstop. Dan, how are you this morning?
I've also been running nonstop. I just had my first personal trainer session at the gym, so running nonstop in a different way.
Is that why you're like sweating and like you look like you just took a shower?
Yeah, I'm still sweating and pouring.
Is it sweat or is it?
Yeah, combined by getting a puncture on the way here and having to push the bike in the sun, it's been a bit of a sweaty morning.
Oh, I see. You got a puncture in your tire on your motorcycle.
Yeah, so obviously, thankfully in Vietnam, you know, you're never too far from a mechanic to fix it. But, you know, I had to push it a little bit.
Now, you know, that was post-workout, so you probably had no problem.
So I'm fit to drop.
But, pre-workout, that would have been like a little warm-up workout.
Yeah. Maybe I should try and hit a pothole on the way to the gym next time.
And you work out at the Star Gym?
No, it's this I've forgotten the name. It's the first time I've been there. It's a friend of mine, a guy called Tony. He runs this gym and invited me for a session to put me through my paces. And I'm starting to ache in places I didn't know existed.
Well, everyone, this is Granger Whitelaw. That's Dan Gray, obviously, sitting across from me. We're here for Friday Notes at Lotus Talks to talk to you today. A little bit late in the day. We're getting going here, but that's okay. It's just like the week. Everything is taking longer, delaying because it's so busy this time of year.
It's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah. So speaking of working out, what a great month, weeks, and last week this has been for the Vietnamese soccer teams. Football, as they call it here.
Yeah, absolutely. Great win.
I mean, the women's team won the gold, and the men's U23, which you say is called under 22.
Yeah, under 23, so it's for the younger players. When it's kind of Olympic level, they have to have the younger guys in.
Right. So the U23 team won the gold. This is the first time in 60 years that Vietnam has won the gold in the SEA Asian Games Tournament.
Yeah, that's right. Just held in the Philippines this time.
It was in the Philippines, right?
Yeah, it was the finals in Manila.
You know, the stadium looks like it was a high school stadium from, you know.
Yeah, my girlfriend is from the Philippines, and I've spent a lot of time there. And nobody, as far as I'm aware, even knows the sport of football or soccer exists. So, you know, they're all big basketball fans. The football stadium's nothing too impressive.
Pretty amazing, though. I mean, The men's team got so much interest and fanfare, but the women's team won the gold, and you know they're equal, the same type of fanfare, I would think, right?
Yeah, well, my landlord was outside with all his friends drinking beer and cheering on the women's game with as much passion as the men's, so it's obviously both are very popular.
You know, it's so fun to watch these games. If you're just here, coming here to Vietnam, or if you've been here for a while, you know, when you experience the nationalism, how they come together around these games. I was interviewing Charcon the other day, and we were talking about the football matches, and you know, he was so excited. And everybody seems so excited. The flags, I can always tell when there's something going on because the flags are lining the streets. The businesses start to shut down early. The cabbies or drivers want to, you know, go home or don't work. And every pub, every TV, and every small part of Vietnam is covered with people and beer and red flags.
Yeah, a lot of happiness. And that's only just the start of it. It's when after the game that the real fun begins. I was leaving work just after the final whistle, and I joined the kind of swarms on the way down to town waving the flags. One guy had a pot, a big sauce pot on his head. So he's riding the motorbike with one hand and he was hitting the saucepan on his head with those patches. It was so funny. But it really a happy time.
Oh, yeah. And I saw pictures of really old ladies. Like, they had to be 85 on bikes, standing on the back, holding the national flag, you know, the horns going. If you saw the video of the walking street downtown Ho Chi Minh and Hanoi, it's just, you can't even see the street. It's just red. All you see is red, red, red everywhere, which is the national color and team's color. And, you know, my buddy who lives right down there by the walking street said he couldn't even think about going to sleep until 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's really exhilarating to be part of it. I rode my motorbike down as far as I could go. If I went any closer, I probably wouldn't get home until sunrise. So I just kind of parked up by the roundabout and watched everyone celebrating. It's really exhilarating to be part of it.
Oh, it's amazing. So Park Hang-seo, who is the football coach, a legendary football coach now, right, dubbed the Wizard, following these rare string of wins and successes for his team, is actually Korean.
Yeah, he's
now, I mean, I would say the Korean-Vietnamese relations have to be on pretty good stead, right?
Yeah, well, there were a few Korean flags even being waved by the Vietnamese fans, so yeah, there's a little love.
So did you watch the game from a pub, a public place, or were you home?
I watched it on my students' phones as we were trying to conduct an English class. There was only 5 out of 20 students turned up. And unfortunately, we were 6 to 9 p.m., so they were watching it on their phones. I was letting them kind of keep an eye on it while we studied as well. So we had a kind of half an eye on it. But then I was there for the celebrations afterwards, which is...
So you actually were teaching while this was going on.
Yeah, that's it. And I was kind of hoping it'd be none of them turned up, but, you know, 5 dedicated students came along. So we had an English class, but, you know, they're all adults. So, you know, I gave them turned
a blind eye. Pretty amazing. I can't believe you did that. You should have, you know, called class up and taken to McDonald's or something.
Well, I did say to them, if Vietnam qualified for the World Cup, then yeah, definitely.
Oh, for sure.
We're going to take the class to a cafe.
So did you see all this controversy over the Vietnamese player, Van Hau? Because Evan Dimas got fouled or hurt, you know, late in the game. Did you see that?
I missed that bit. How, I know he's the star player, the defender who's gone to Holland now, the first one to...
Yeah, he wasn't at fault. I mean, come on. It really... I mean, I've seen it. You know, Howe obviously apologized very graciously after the game and certainly didn't want to see anybody get hurt. He's a really nice man and a great athlete. But, you know, I've seen these replays. I mean, you know, it was just part of the game. It wasn't like some flagrant foul.
Yeah, well, I say I missed that one, but hey, you know, it's all over now. And these talking points, flash points, are always part of football. But
yeah, what happens, right? You know, it's like who's the great Brazilian soccer player with the...
Well, there's been quite a few.
Blondie hair.
Nowadays, Neymar is the...
Yeah, you know, right. And I remember a year ago watching the tournaments and watching him fall down every time he got, you know, the wind blew his hair the wrong way.
Yeah, well, he got a bit of stick for that. But, the Vietnamese games are normally played in a pretty good spirit, not arguing with the referee or diving around and the kind of negative stuff that some people associate with the game.
Yeah, I haven't really seen them do that too much. That's really good. So they're to be commended for that. But, you know, really, today, in talking about this and talking about the soccer, it's really the camaraderie of the players and the nationalism here that you see in Vietnam with these teams. And, you know, again, if you're a business owner here, how does this affect your business? Well, you might want to think about letting your people go home early the day of the game and maybe come in an hour late the next day because...
Yeah, I think there might have been a few nursing, a few hangovers or headaches, not least the guy banging the pan on his head.
That's funny. At other sports, so Vietnam Grand Prix is coming here next year, Formula One, which should be pretty amazing in Hanoi. Have you seen that at all? Have you read about it? Or
I grew up a real diehard Formula One fan. I've kind of lost interest of it a little bit, but this is a good excuse to get back involved. So it's going to be a street circuit in Hanoi, which is really, really interesting.
They just added a 23rd corner.
Okay, well,
look forward to seeing it, right?
I'm not sure what the average is. I mean, it's going to be in the old, a little bit outside the center, you know, for logistical reasons. Yeah. But it should be a really beautiful track, and
hopefully should be 23 quarters. The track was widened about 15 meters. The additional corner is going to add about just under 60 kilometers to the total lap, right? So that's going to make a difference from lap speed time. But again, this is the first time they're going to be here, so it doesn't really affect the drivers right now. They'll come and they'll test it out ahead of time, as you know. But I'm pretty excited about that. I've been involved in IndyCar for my whole life, as you know. And to see the Formula One come here and that kind of level of professional sports coming to Vietnam is great for the country and for its visibility. Not that it doesn't have a lot already, being kind of a golden child in Southeast Asia, but it's really kind of cool, and I hope it's very successful.
Yeah, I hope the people take to it. I think, you know, the roar of an F1 engine is something that, you know, you never forget when you hear it live, and hearing that rattling around the old streets of Hanoi must be...
Well, I don't know if they roar so much, the F1 engines anymore. IndyCar engines, right? Carbureted. The old carbureted ones did. The turbos have a higher pitch.
Yeah.
Now they have the Formula E.
Yeah, no, that's one of the criticisms, is that it's silent. Some of the old purists.
Have you seen the Formula E?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's quite exciting racing and some top drivers, but yeah, not the same sound.
Yeah, no, I was offered one of the very first Formula E teams, and I turned it down. But you know, Jay Penske and some other guys out there got in early and decided to really get behind that. And of course, Jay's father, Roger's, one of my favorite people in the world, and the most successful team owner in IndyCar. And, well, I heard he's going to buy potentially McLaren.
Is that right? I know there's some link with them running in the Indy 500 with Alonso. So.
Yeah, well, it would be great if Roger, I think, bought a Formula One team. I mean, he is by far and away the most successful IndyCar owner ever, team owner. He's obviously a driver and came from driving and got into team owning, and has done a great job with everything he's touched, his Pepsi truck leasing and all his different businesses, his retail stores for his cars, everything. He just does a phenomenal job, so that would be awesome. Well, the event is scheduled for April 3rd through 5th. So if you don't have your tickets, get them.
Yeah, they're quite reasonably priced by kind of global F1 standards. You know, if you... Yeah, take a look. It's quite affordable, and yeah, hopefully it's going to be a really good show.
Yeah, that would be a great show. And another great thing happening for sports in Vietnam, of course, there's the Saigon Heat and other teams that are building up here, but nothing at this level, right? Football here is what people, you know, eat, sleep, drink, dream, etc. And I think MotoGP, motorcycle racing, is probably right there. And Formula One car racing is probably the dream of everyone, right? To have a Formula One car, or maybe not, if you can't attain that, you can buy a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or one of the cars in the league.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure how much you'll be able to utilize it around the streets of Saigon, you know, getting stuck in traffic behind the motorbikes, but yeah.
But you see them.
You know, there's a Bugatti Veyron knocking around town. And
you saw a Bugatti Veyron?
There's a Bugatti Veyron before, and there's a 200% tax on cars before. So someone's
not seen a Bugatti Veyron here.
It was, I said, maybe like 6 years ago or something.
Really? Okay, yeah. Well, I wasn't here 6 years ago.
So someone's really treated themselves for a birthday on that one.
I've seen a couple of Lamborghinis. I've seen a number of Ferraris. And Ferrari just opened a showroom in D7, right? District 7. Certainly... Let me see. There's actually some Maybachs, Bentleys, some Rolls Royce. I mean, those are some pretty heavy cars for Vietnam.
Yeah, definitely. Someone's got a few.
I hope there's a flood by their home.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anyway, congratulations to Team Vietnam for their great football win. Both the male and female teams would have done a phenomenal job. Congratulations, Coach Park Hang Seo, if I'm saying that right. I hope I am. On your accomplishments and leading the teams to victory. I thought the president of the country came out and congratulated them all and did a great job of that. So here's to next year. Let's win some more Vietnam.
Yeah. Next up, World Cup qualifiers.
All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. This is a little sports edition of Lotus Talks, impromptu, based upon the phenomenal accomplishment. We will be back at you Monday with some business and some other conversation over coffee. Dan, have a great weekend.
Yep, and you.
Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many other podcast platforms so you never miss an episode. If you want to support what we do, then share and leave a comment. You can always find us on our website at thevietnamgroup.com/The Lotus, as well as our Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and just about everywhere in the world. Just search for The Vietnam Group. We post updates daily and feature the Lotus blog and podcasts. Until next time, The Lotus Talks. See you soon.